4 years since the Grenfell Tower fire, families still say they're being denied justice. In London in 2017, the fire started small in a kitchen. It turned into the most deadly domestic blaze since World War II, killing 72 people. As an inquiry into the tragedy continues, it's been found an estimated 700,000 people in the UK are still living in buildings wrapped in flammable materials. LBC correspondent Rachel Venables reported on the fire in 2017 and says the work to replace the flammable cladding has been slow.
Pretty soon after the fire here in West London 4 years ago, we realised that ACM cladding was a problem. So work on many buildings, and there were hundreds of buildings around the country that we realised had this cladding on them. Work started, but it still hasn't completed. And there was actually a government deadline of June last year to complete the removal of ACM cladding from all of these buildings. At the moment, there's still just over 30 that haven't, the work hasn't even started yet. So there are still people 4 years on living with just that cladding. And there are also, we've learnt in the past 4 years, a whole host of other issues, other similar materials, some of them more dangerous, some of them less dangerous. And it's meant that we basically now have this insurmountable almost building safety crisis with hundreds of thousands of people in this country living in potentially very dangerous homes.
Is it clear why this is the situation and that in very many cases work hasn't started?
It's very complicated. It's quite difficult to know the best way to sort of describe it to you. We've had, I think, and we're learning this in the inquiry, in the second phase of the inquiry, which is looking at issues like building regulations and the companies involved in the process of refurbishing Grenfell, that I think for decades there was a real problem with the regulations, of almost deregulation, and a lot of companies possibly not understanding the rules, maybe having, I think it's fair to say, a slightly lax approach to fire safety, and that's from the people making some of these products. Just overall, that seems to have been the culture, and amongst builders as well. So all of that has built up into now when we look at the building sector overall. I mean, I speak to people day in, day out who are affected by this, who think that they, you know, bought a flat in a beautiful area and it's a lovely place to live. And they go to sell it, they get a survey done on their building, and they find that actually the cladding on the outside is flammable, maybe the insulation is flammable. There are other issues as well, things like wooden balconies, the regulations on those have changed since Grenfell, so suddenly that's the problem, they have to be replaced. Issues like missing fire breaks as well, there seems to have been a real crisis in terms of the builders actually doing this work. And suddenly you have this, it's almost like a big bottleneck with so many people all at once realising that their homes are unsafe and at the same time totally worthless. They can't sell. Many of these people are trapped.
And also at the same time as being trapped, they're also literally living in a death trap here. Is there any way to get any kind of recompense? And I mean, on the fourth anniversary of the Grenfell fire, how are the survivors, how are the families of that disaster looking at all this?
I think the families are devastated. I spoke to one survivor only a couple of days ago, actually, and he said to me, you know, his mental health really is entwined in how he feels the campaign, the search for justice is going. And he said at the moment they just feel as though they are, you know, it's this uphill struggle. They're climbing a mountain and they can't see to the very top of it. And they feel as though 4 years on, the fact that there has been no arrest, the fact that the inquiry, they're quite confident. I think they're quite pleased with how the inquiry is going, but it is taking a really long time. The pandemic has delayed it as well. And they're just seeing, I think, the huge scale of the crisis ahead of them. At the same time, of course, we have what has opened up is the scale that it wasn't just Grenfell. This wasn't just one bad building. There are many, many of them, not just here in London, but across the country.
And that is Rachel Venables reporting from London.